Track 1, heading introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for March 2021. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult, or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible, and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organised as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose, without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. And there's another little story on Track 16. Track 2, heading, Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, LED Streetlight Upgrade. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, Australia Day Ceremony in Mudgee, nominees and award winners recognised. Track 7, award winners recognised in 7 categories. Track 8, News in Brief, there are 7 items. Track 9, Tickets on Sale, Manly Sea Eagles versus Gold Coast Titans. Track 10, New Opportunities to Work with Council. Track 11, Are You Parking Correctly in Residential Areas? Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar for March, April. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Track 16, A Story. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading, Masthead. The Midwestern Regional Council Community News for March 2021. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading, LED Streetlight Upgrade. More than 1,600 streetlights in Mudgee and Gulgong will be upgraded this month as part of a major project to improve energy efficiency. The switch to LED technology will see a 427 megawatt hours per year reduction in power use, delivering savings of approximately $141,000 each year in maintenance and electricity costs. Street lighting is a significant expense for council, costing around $400,000 each year. The upgrade will go a long way to reducing costs and providing significant long-term savings. LEDs are more energy efficient, require less maintenance, and have a significantly longer life. Council is committed to becoming more sustainable, and the LED upgrade is just one of Council's initiatives to achieve energy and operational efficiencies over the next 4 years. LED upgrades in Rylstone and Candos continue to be investigated. The project is being delivered through $808,069 in grant funding from the New South Wales Government's Resources for Regions Fund, with more than $200,000 co-contributed by Council. Learn more about the project at yoursay.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. The numbers. 17 watts are consumed by LED streetlights compared to 50 to 100 watts for existing lights. More than 140 heritage lights will be retained as part of the upgrade. $808,000 grant funding received from the New South Wales Government's Resources for Regions Fund. The main illustration is captioned, "Switching to LED technology in the Midwestern region will see." 1,638 streetlights to be converted, saving $141,000 annually. 427 megawatt hours reduction in power consumption annually, equivalent to 177 cars off the road and resulting in savings of 53% in energy consumption. Below is a small photo of Mudgee CBD at night with streetlights on. Track 5, heading from the Mayor's desk. It's exciting to see a number of major events will be hosted in the region over coming weeks and months, including Council's Fermenter Festival in Candos and Rylstone on the 13th of March, Manly Warringah Sea Eagles versus Gold Coast Titans on the 17th of April, and Mudgee Classic on the 1st of May. Large-scale events have enormous economic benefits that filter beyond the initial event to our tourism industry. Works have commenced to upgrade 1,638 streetlights in Mudgee and Gulgong to energy-efficient LED lighting as part of a million-dollar project. The project will save hundreds of thousands of dollars in electricity bills and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Council understands the importance of the heritage value particular lights have in our towns and villages, and extra care will be taken to ensure these lights are retained. Council has recently completed a major upgrade to Mudgee Airport's runway, taxiways and aircraft parking. These works will support a regular passenger service, critical air services and general aviation traffic for many years to come. Signed, Des Kay, Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, heading Australia Day Ceremony in Mudgee, nominees and award winners recognised. Local doctors named Dual Citizens of the Year. Dr. Gary Moore and Dr. Alex Garnham, that's G-H-A-N-E-M, were recognised the region's Dual Citizens of the Year at an Australia Day ceremony in Mudgee. The pair were recognised for leading the implementation of the region's respiratory clinic during the COVID-19 pandemic. The additional health service was established to relieve pressure on GP practices and local hospital emergency departments and has been praised by the community and healthcare professionals alike. The clinic, which opened in May 2020, has been open daily and is dedicated to testing patients and providing quality health care. The large photo shows Mayor Des Kennedy with Dual Citizens of the Year, Dr. Gary Moore and Dr. Alex Garnham, and Australia Day Ambassador Andrew Locke. Track 7, heading Award Winners Recognised in 7 Categories. 1. Citizen of the Year, Dr. Gary Moore and Dr. Alex Garnham. 2. Young Citizen of the Year, Max Beachy, pictured. 3. Community Event of the Year, Candos Street Machine and Hot Rod Show. 4. Glenn Johnston Memorial Award, Music and Arts, Des Kelly. 5. Sports Award, Charlotte Wilson. 6. Volunteer Services Award, Ellen Riley. 7. Wall of Reflections, Michael Chapman, Heath Gay, William Niles, Jeff Pitt, Michael Preston and Kevin Robson. A small photo of the Young Citizen of the Year, Max Beachy, with Mayor Des Kennedy and Australia Day Ambassador Andrew Locke, is shown at right. Track 8, heading News in Brief. There are 7 items. New Mudgee Dog Park. Following community consultation last year, Council will begin construction of the new Mudgee Dog Park this month. The park will be relocated from its existing location to the open space adjacent to the Glen Willow Suspension Bridge. The new park will be constructed in stages and will include designated small paws and large paws sections, airlock-style entrance exit gates, seating and trees for shade, sensory areas for dogs, and more. Think before you bin it. Last month's fire at Mudgee Waste Facility remains under investigation and the cause is unknown. This is a timely reminder to residents to always be mindful of the items they place in their waste, recycling and green waste bins. always separate waste and recycling items appropriately, and utilise Council's Community Recycling Centre for hazardous waste materials. Flirtation Hill Working Group established. The Flirtation Hill Working Group has been established to assist in the development of the site's master plan. Council intends on improving Flirtation Hill to enhance the site as a vibrant and active community recreation space. The newly formed working group is made up of councillors, staff and community members. The site master plan will be placed on public exhibition once finalised. Water tank vandalism. Following the 2019-20 summer bushfires, Council received grant funding to install 12 large water tanks at local RFS stations to aid in future firefighting efforts. Sadly, one of these tanks was recently vandalised. Vandalism costs Council and the community thousands of dollars each year. So if you see anyone committing acts of vandalism on community facilities, please report it to Mudgee Police on 6372 8599. That's Mudgee Police on 6372 8599. Events assistance open. Local event organisers are encouraged to apply for funding and in-kind support through Council's Events Assistance Program, now open. The program is available to not-for-profit events that are being held from the 1st of July to the 31st of December 2021. Organisers can apply for up to $2,500 in assistance, with multi-year funding available. Applications are available on Council's website and close Monday the 29th of March. Need to report something? The best way to let Council know about a problem or request work to be done is to lodge a works request, which you can do in just a few minutes online. Simply follow the links to works request in the top left panel of Council's website homepage. Your request will be referred to the relevant Council department, and our customer service team will contact you to advise the outcome of your request. Mudgee Region Jobs. Council has launched a free employment website for businesses and job seekers. Businesses who register can advertise job vacancies, discover potential employees, connect with job seekers. Job seekers can search vacant positions in the Midwestern region and create job seeker profiles to promote themselves to local employers. Post and search jobs now at mudgeeregionjobs.com.au. Track 9 heading, tickets on sale, Manly Sea Eagles versus Gold Coast Titans. See the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles take on the Gold Coast Titans at Glen Willow on Saturday the 17th of April. Tickets for the 3 p.m. game are available at 123tix.com.au. Prices start at $45 for grandstand seats, $25 for adult general admission, $18 for concession card holder general admission, and $18 for junior general admission aged 5 to 15. Strictly no public parking will be permitted at the venue on game day. Limited parking will be available at the Mudgee Racecourse. Patrons are encouraged to catch the free shuttle bus. Pick up and drop off locations are available on Council's website and Facebook page. A low floor bus will be available from the Mudgee CBD for patrons requiring assistance. Glen Willow Stadium is a short 1 kilometre walk from Mudgee CBD across the Holyoke footbridge. The Glen Willow suspension bridge will be closed. For further information, visit Council's website. The game is part of a bumper sports weekend in Mudgee, with the country championships hosted at Mudgee Racecourse on Sunday the 18th of April. A close-up view of the footballs of Manly Sea Eagles and Gold Coast Titans sitting on the field at the Glen Willow Regional Sports Stadium is shown at right. Track 10 heading, new opportunities to work with Council. As the Midwestern region continues to grow and prosper at a steady rate, Council is taking a proactive approach to grow its workforce to meet this expansion. Council will have a number of job opportunities in coming months across all areas of the organization, including infrastructure planning, water and sewer, roads, finance, property and revenue, procurement, major projects, as well as health and building. Stay up to date with current vacancies at Council's website, midwestern.nsw.gov.au or mudgeeregionjobs.com.au. The photo shows a council employee standing in front of the Mudgee Regional Art Gallery, which is under construction. Track 11, heading, are you parking correctly in residential areas? Parking rules are designed to stop vehicles from parking where it would be dangerous or inconvenient for others. Parking rules are administered by the New South Wales Government and enforced by the New South Wales Police and Council's law enforcement team. Instances of incorrect parking have been on the rise in residential areas in recent months, and now is a great time for motorists to refresh themselves on the rules. When parking, always do so in the same direction as the adjacent traffic. Parking against traffic is an offence. Vehicles should be entirely within any marked lines. Also, vehicles should not be stopped, running idle or parked on or across a driveway, footpath or nature strip, as this is also a parking offence. To learn more, visit rms.nsw.gov.au/roads. Track 12, heading, your council representatives. There is a head and shoulders photo of each of the nine councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 02-6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0431-208-646. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403-995-533. Councillor Russell Holden, 0422-219-911. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428-670-905. Councillor Esme Martins, 02-6358-8237. Councillor John O'Neill, 0427-662-486. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403-156-405. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428-740-226. Track 13, heading, live, work, invest, visit. Live. Sticky nightshade, that's Solanum sisyphum brevifolium, S-I-S-Y-M-B-R-I-I-F-O-L-I-U-M, has been found in many new locations within the region, including St. Fillon's and Rivoli Road. Sticky nightshade is a problematic plant due to its ability to invade pastures and compete with native plants. Council is encouraging landholders to be vigilant and keeping an eye out for this plant and to report any sightings. Landholders using imported fodder are encouraged to check unloading areas. Please contact Council's weeds team on 6378 2850 for any assistance you may require. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to employment on Council's website. Invest. Council has secured $2,600 through the New South Wales Government 2020-2021 Local Sport Defibrillator Grant Program to purchase and install two new automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, at the Glenwillow Regional Sporting Complex. The AEDs will be located at the complex's new Rugby Union and Junior Rugby League amenities buildings, which are being constructed as part of Stage 2 works. The jointly funded AEDs are life-saving devices that will increase safety at the premier sporting facility. visit. The region's newest event, Fermenta, is heading to Rylstone and Kandos on Saturday the 13th of March. The day-long festival will feature a variety of events, beginning with food and wine markets, followed by workshops hosted by local producers on their fermentation process, from kombucha making to sourdough baking. Finish off the day with a gourmet hamper at a twilight picnic on the banks of the Kajigong River in Rylstone. Tickets at fermenta.com.au. That's fermenta.com.au. Track 14, heading Events Calendar for March-April. Note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change based on COVID-19 health orders. Please contact event organisers for further details. March. Mudgee Region Food and Drink Trail at various locations and dates. Enjoy a culinary adventure through the Mudgee Region. Tickets at visitmudgeeregion.com.au. 6th of March, Mudgee Show at Mudgee Showground. Mudgee Show will be a livestock-only event this year. The agricultural event is proposed to include cattle, sheep, horses and poultry. 13th of March, Fermenta at Rylstone and Kandos various venues. Food and wine markets, entertainment, fermenting workshops and twilight picnic. Tickets at fermenta.com.au. 20th of March, Can Cruise 2021 at Mudgee Showground. See all the classic cars of the Kajigong Cruisers taking part in the annual fundraising rally to support local charity Can Assist. 3rd of April, Rylstone Bullerama at Rylstone Showground, showcasing some of Australia's best bull riders on some of the fiercest bulls at this jam-packed family event. 17th of April, Manly vs Gold Coast at Glen Willow. Watch the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles take on the Gold Coast Titans at Mudgee's Glen Willow Stadium. Tickets at 123tix.com.au. Track 15, heading, contact Midwestern Regional Council. For more information, search events on Council's website. Stay up to date with Council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Midwestern Regional Council address, 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website www.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for March 2021. However, there is still some room available, and I thought you might enjoy this little story. Track 16, heading, A Story. Title, Crosswires. I was in a couple's home trying to fix their internet connection. The husband called out to his wife in the other room for the computer password. Start with a capital S, then 123, she shouted back. We tried capital S 123 several times, but it didn't work. So we called the wife in. As she input the password, she muttered, I really don't see what's so difficult about typing start 123. Submitted by AR on the Reader's Digest Australia website. This is the end of the recording. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.